USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Peter Cahill, presiding over the Derek Chauvin trial, speaks out against the inflammatory remarks made by Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, over the weekend.
I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
The trial is now in the hands of the jury and will continue deliberations Tuesday. Walter Mondale, the former vice president under Jimmy Carter, died Monday at his home in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was 93.
When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Democrat lawmakers last week introduced legislation to ban the sale and possession of firearm suppressors, known as silencers. The 2021 Help Empower Americans to Respond Act would ban the sale, importation, manufacturing, and possession of silencers. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Kentucky Representative Republican James Comer weighs in on Fox News the issue of statehood for Washington, D.C.
When you have Joe Manchin already on the record saying he's not going to support ending the filibuster and he's not inclined to vote to pack the court, then the Democrats realize they need to go to Plan B. And Plan B is to create two new Democrat Senate seats. And with respect to representation in Washington, D.C., I'm the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. Eleanor Holmes Horton is on the committee as well. And she is a very vocal member of the committee. So Washington, D.C. has a delegate in Congress. And again, I don't think there's a city in America that's better represented in Congress than Washington, D.C.
The State Department said Monday that the U.S. ambassador to Russia, John Sullivan, will now be returning to the United States this week before returning to Moscow in the coming weeks. Sullivan had indicated he intended to stand his ground and stay in Russia after the Kremlin advised him to return home to talk with his team. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jackson County, Texas, Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach tells Fox News what he is witnessing as the border crisis continues.
Well, if you're here in Texas, I'm not that far from the border, but the geography puts me right in the middle of the national corridor headed into Houston, the number one human trafficking drug corridor hub here in Texas. What that means here, and I think that the most valid point that I can make is in every town hall, I was at one yesterday evening, where the public expressed the extreme fear that these policies have promoted. I don't think that the Biden administration understands that perception from people. I have several trains that come through the county that in numerous times over the past have been laden with illegal aliens who are being smuggled into the country or arriving in the country. A little bit different than the ones who are simply just walking in and by policy from the Biden administration are able to be transported into the country. So these are the things that probably mean the most to myself and law enforcement here in Texas is the overall abject fear that people are having with this. It's the constant flow of narcotics, yes, the constant flow of illegal aliens, but that spawns an attitude here within our communities of lawlessness.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.